Hey everyone, this is Gayatri Luck India. Welcome to my podcast. You can watch me on YouTube, Gayatri Luck India, Instagram, Twitter and Facebook also. Guys, I was a CA student. I stopped CA and I had to come back, do degree. And now I wrote MBA ISET exam, which I got 10,000 rank. And that doesn't matter. In here we have so many free seats in MBA. Every college is calling me repeatedly. I got calls from Bangalore, even from many Vijayawada local colleges that would you like to join our college, but I didn't prefer to join because I changed my mind. I wanted to go for Hyderabad or Chennai, and I'm not at all ready. I didn't go for Hyderabad. I didn't go for ISET counseling also. First counseling is over, second counseling is over. I didn't attend because I thought not to join in Vijayawada anymore, Andhra Pradesh. I just wanted to go for Hyderabad or Chennai. Last day of the counseling, second counseling, before that day, I went to college and took the degree provisionals. Sir asked, which college did you join in? Means I said, I don't want to join in any college. I want to go to Hyderabad or Chennai. And sir is like, okay, and he gave me certificates. I came home, and then after the second counseling, I got a call from Nova College who offered me a free seat. And I said, I have no, so many people calling me for free seats. I don't want to join MBA. I'm not interested. Like, they said, you can come in distance. Like, okay, I gave conditions. I have these problems, I have these rules, like I have these things and all. Surprisingly, they accepted everything, every problem I said, they are ready to accept. And asked why, they said, we have lots of free seats, we want to fill the number, please come and join, we agree everything you say. Oh yeah, that's fees also is reasonable. I told my dad, they called me at 5:30 around, and my dad came at 6:30. 6 o'clock, and I'll say my dad and confirm, and my dad is okay, join. Like, okay, my dad said okay. I and my dad went at 6:30 to the college. By 7 o'clock, we took the application and we filled it. It's over. I joined MBA. I planned so much for CA, CS, CWA in my career. Nothing happened. This MBA thing, without any plan, I ended up in MBA class. What this is, life is having a different plan. I understood we should prepare, be prepared, hope for the best, prepare for the worst, but we have nothing to do for the life plans what to be done. And coming to MBA, first I thought when I wrote MBA, I had my cousin, my mommy's friend's daughter, family friend, that sister, she is the one who inspired me to become MBA. After losing CA, I lost all hopes, and like she didn't give up on me. She kept calling me all week, don't give up, you do MBA. And after degree also, like, Akka means system. Sister, I don't want to do MBA. Who is going to go college for daily? I'll go for MCOM, distance. Means she said, you will have respect if you do MBA. And that sister, and she did it in Nova College, somewhere near Ibrahimpatnam, I guess. No, not Ibrahim. It's different. It's far from my home in Vijayawada. And I thought to join along with her reference in that college. But what happened is, after YouTube channel, she didn't like it. She thought, instead of talking to me about it, she talked with my mom, and my mom and my brother, they got panic about the YouTube and they hit me hard. I got beat up, and so I didn't talk to her again. This YouTube thing is high. Because of this YouTube, I'm losing my close relatives, friends, family friends. Really, I like that sister so much. I learn from her so much, but I'm not ready to give up my YouTube channel. So I didn't talk to her again. And accidentally, the college I joined also is Nova College, but different branch, PG College, Nova PG College. So I'm so like, okay, what is this? Like, things are so connected. Definitely, I believe now the universe has a better plan for us. We'll plan something, but universe will plan something better for us. And I'm so much like, because of this YouTube, I'm losing all my relatives, my brothers. I should say that they, I am seeing their virginal colors. My brothers also, who used to be my best buddies from my beginning childhood, cousins, they all are against me. I stopped talking to them just because I don't want to give up on YouTube. And some of my brothers even cried on WhatsApp. They posted it talking down on me. And I was like, okay, like all these people. But I like them all. They were there when I was really in need of motivational support. But being grateful is different from being foolish. I can't encourage crab mentality to take over me. So I just gave up on them. I'm doing good on my own self. And I felt so lonely because of this. And I felt I don't belong to anyone. I am following Ralph, Infinite Waters, Evan Carmichael YouTube channel from a very long time. But after creating YouTube channel, I started commenting on their comments section. And that made me connect with them. And I got connected to Evan Carmichael, Believe Nation. I don't feel lonely anymore. I feel there are many people out there who are just like me, looking for better environment, better thing in the world, making world better place. And from there, I went to Jay Shetty videos. I am very much so upset that I left my brothers, big brothers who used to support me, and I replaced those big brothers with Jay Shetty. And like, instead of talking to them daily, I'm reading his vlogs. He keeps daily something on Instagram. I'm looking at him like, oh no, I'm not alone. My big brother is still here giving me directions. Like I'm connected with him. And now I landed on Gary Vee. And really, Gary Vee, he is the one reason I'm doing this podcast. In his videos only, I discovered that YouTube is long gone, videos go long gone. Everyone is moving to audios. And this audio is really cool that I don't have to put makeup. I can just express myself. And this is so interesting to me. And I'm so happy. I'm still somewhere feeling the wired of my not completing CA, CAA, CS. Everyone is like, if you go for jobs, they'll ask you gap. You finished your intermediate in 2010. You joined degree in 2015. You have gap in your academic year. You can never get a good job. So I just used to feel that. And they asked me to, they even prepared me that you should say lies about it. So they told me that you have to lie that your mother is not well. That's why you had to quit. Your financial conditions or something like that. Don't tell health problems. They may not recruit you. No, I have decided even they might not recruit me. If I go for an interview, if they ask me, why did you not join degree? I'm ready to tell them that I took a break. I deserved a break. I took a break. I tried to learn about the life, and I did learn about the life. I was exploring my mindset. I'm trying to discover my true passion, and I did it. I'm trying to learn about my life. I will definitely say proudly, I have gap in the academic year just because of my foolishness. And for me, I feel proud of myself that I took risk to discover my passion. So that's it, guys. I can't live in the life for a long time. It's so hollow. Why should I lie? And it always freaks me out that I lied, and I should remember that while talking every time. I should keep that in mind. Oh, it's a burden. It's better to say truth and get away with instead of working so much to keep that lie alive for a long time. That's it, guys. And happy life. Stay healthy. Work on yourself and express yourself. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.